Welcome to Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/BigJujuMedia and twitter.com/BigJujuMedia, instagram.com/BigJujuMedia, and always at BigJujuMedia.com.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
January 2nd.
Hello, everybody.
Wow,
and,
I know.
2018.
Already.
I'm trying to get used to saying the new year. You know, it's 2018.
In the year
January
of our Lord.
2018. I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
Well, we've had some big changes here at Big Juju Media.
Thank
we've
God.
Fired
totally.
Sheila Romanovatov, or whatever her name was. I don't care anymore. I just don't even care.
Good riddance.
Total
don't care.
Bitch.
Demon
out.
Don't even care.
Traitor.
This show is so amazing.
Oh, it's better now. It's totally better.
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Well, it was what it was with Sheila.
Just don't talk about it. Yeah.
We are looking into hiring another Sheila, Sheila 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we just have a really amazing show. Mm-hmm. I think that the new year is starting off really well. I think we've got some great
signs. That's right.
Telling us that it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think it's even going to be better than okay. It's going to be fabulous.
Of course
well,
it is.
I think so, yeah.
Let's discuss.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot better because now we've got, like, you know, the chaos is gone.
That's right.
And now we have order. You know, everything's just going to be, like, smooth.
The
it's
order
like,
died, yeah.
You know, it's like when you go to Starbucks and you order your drink and you know exactly how to call your drink.
Exactly.
Just do it at Starbucks and you don't say stupid things in some dumb order and then they have to retranslate it to you and then when they call it to the barista, you hear how stupid you sounded when you were saying
not
a bunch
me.
Of bullshit.
But happens to
you also, like, they say it the correct way. So when you order your drink the correct way and then
like
you tell
do,
it to them and then they say it exactly like you did.
Just like I do.
That's
like
what we're
I
doing
do.
Now. It's like we're so on the beam.
Oh, we are.
Righteousness.
I feel that too.
So
the beam.
Righteousness
I do
is
too.
All going cool
so on the beam.
Now,
it is
like, I don't know what you meant by being on
what?
A beam. It's like
not
on a balance beam.
No,
but
like,
I know what you mean when you say that you go to like a coffee shop
never
and
mind.
You just say what your tummy wants to sip in the cup
sort
of the
of,
holy
yeah.
coffee.
Right.
And then you just get it all wrong. You just like... You screw it up, y'all.
What?
It's crazy.
Right.
Crazy
right.
bird in
right.
calling the wrong
okay.
drinks.
Right.
And then they
that's
have
right.
to correct you. And then you feel like a toad on a turd. And well, anyway, Purna just ordered plain black coffee. I don't know how to say anything else at those coffee shops. It's all over Purna's head. That's why I am not an expert in calling out coffee drinks.
It's
but
not
I can
difficult.
Exercise a demon out of you.
You can,
from
yeah.
the Bible with Jesus and God.
There you
for
go.
In this holy new year is going to go just really well.
That's right.
For all of us here at Big Juju Media Radio.
Okay.
It is much blessed. Much blessed.
Okay.
Well,
you know, it's just all about the good juju, Steve,
right.
and not
oh,
about that
good.
Bad mojo business from that stupid Sheila Romanova-Tobikov,
whatever
yeah. her clavy, Chobin Babadov name, stupid Russian bitch. They're all stupid over there when they try and hack into everything, but enough about that.
Right.
We're talking about the great juju
that's right.
going on right now here in the studio. And I'm going to do an angel coaching card reading.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Simulate a similar sort of an energy, that psychiatric spiritual energy that I think is really going to help us, Steve, with the
wonderful.
Show. It's just going to put everything into a star field of star shine.
With Jesus.
And it's going to be really sparkly.
Angels.
It's going to be really delicious.
That's right.
And I'm going to do that angel coaching card reading
oh
for
my
us.
Goodness.
Everyone can listen in.
I think it sounds
to
wonderful.
To Catherine. And
that's
Bernie.
Right. And to all of us, I think, here at Big Juju Media Radio, we
right.
are going into a new phase of the
oh
show
God.
Where
oh
it's going to be
yeah.
all about good juju.
That's right.
And
fabulous.
Busting the BS on the BS.
The devil.
Holy.
That's
because,
right.
You know, we got to speak truth to power.
Truth to power,
we
got to
call out the establishment. And anyone else is just
right
being
on.
Mean and nasty. And
sinners.
It's
right.
not a good person, you know, doing juju things
for
juju
reasons.
Reasons.
Oh, my God.
That's
oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Oh my God, we'll be right back. We'll be right after these talks.
You're
from,
onto it.
Jordan McNamara.
Oh my gosh. Is my mic off?
Jordan
McNamara. Oh my goodness.
Hello, okay. Are we on now? Is he gone? I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Iran, North Korea, and Donald Trump are having a Wednesday briefing meeting over breakfast. Melania won't be attending because she's going to be serving breakfast. And that's something new, isn't it? Ryanair passenger takes an emergency exit and boards a United Airlines flight, crosses through and goes out one of the back doors onto an American Airlines flight just to prove that he could do it. Fusion GPS to Congress says, release our testimony and hey, stop writing our songs for the movies. That's what we do. Ex-sheriff's tweets locked after a violent post. He wanted to join the circus, but the lions said no. So did the elephants. They stepped on him and said, and it took a perfect storm to bring Nixon's presidency down. There's no guarantee another one will come for Donald Trump continuing his presidency. More later on Headline News. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Bernie didn't know Mama was on.
What are you doing? What are you doing? God. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Malone for Classy Lit. Don't touch that switch. It's my turn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine. I already said that. This is Classy Living. Classy Living's all about having class while you're living. It's all about relaxing. It's all about meditation. It's all about feeling the vibes, doing your signature moves for a signature new move groove and the groove in your move, which rhymes with juju. I'm thinking of doing a signature juju groove move for Classy. I just make this stuff up because I'm so structured as a structured speaker. I create on the fly. I create class on the fly. I'm going to have to do a module on this and show you how to monetize your class for Classy Living with Catherine Jamie Anna Malone. And now it's my turn. I'm on. I'm Bernie Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, Disciple Jesus and God. Bernie, have a tickle in Bernie's tummy because I thought that was... Okay, it's not funny. Anyway, in 1 Kings 11:37, Lamb, the city where I chose to put my name. That doesn't make sense. Lamb. Oh, wait a minute. Turn the page back one. Oh, I see. It's part of another word called Jerusalem. And then... Oh, wait a minute here. Burn, have a lamp before me in Jerusalem. The city where... Oh, I see. It's Jerusalem. Oh, the city is Jerusalem. I see. You got to turn the page. You know the Bible should tell you when it's time to turn the page. Perna don't know that sometimes. Anyway, however, as for you, I will take you and you will rule over all that your heart desires. You will be king over Israel. Now, what does your heart desire? What are you going to be king over in your Israel of your life? Not the real Israel of God, because that's God's. That belongs to Jesus, God, with Bernie. You don't have an Israel. I have an Israel because I am anointed and appointed and atoned and aploned to be the assoned of God. And if you're not assoned, then you're not a stoned. I don't know what that means. Sometimes Bernard speak in tongues. Because Jesus speaks in all gobbledygook, and Pernod's brain tries so hard to translate it. See, that's like Pernod's tongue does that ticking sound. The ticking sound. It's like a tick in Pernod's tongue. I don't know what I'm saying right now because I think it's a message coming through, like that signal we're getting about the good juju for where. What happened to Pernod's music? I can't believe this. I can't even blame Sheila because she ain't here anymore. I wonder if she put that in that electronic Bible she got me from the Kaspersky Bible she gave me with a listening device, and then Catherine erased it with vibrator.
Oh my God.
I really don't know what's going on right now.
I think you kind of lost it. Sorry, it's not
what? That is so funny.
You really don't sound like you're
doing I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know
about.
What you're laughing at.
I don't think you know
with Bernie.
I idea what that was about. But believe me, as a structured speaker, I don't use a vibrator on stage. Oh. Okay, so don't call it that. It's vibrational tonal technology.
Oh.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Showtime's The Circus will go on without Mark Halperin, and it took a storm to bring Nixon's presidency down, and I've already repeated that headline more than twice, so let's move on to something else. Banned world leaders from Twitter? Well, they're thinking about it because there's a firm behind a Russia dossier, and it fires back at Trump or the GOP. A panelist from CNN says that Trump's tweet suggests something else is going on with he and Melania, but Melania isn't tweeting about it, and neither is Trump. That's it for Headline News. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Hey, everyone. You know those times when you want to go out at night to the club? No matter if it's a fitness club or a dance club or like a rave or even just stay home and text? Well, you need to get Night Dream, because Night Dream will make everything really cool for you. You can drink it, you can sniff it, you can rub it into your skin like a lotion or something. And
you're
it's
done
like,
now.
No,
you're done.
My commercial's it's over.
Always so short.
You ran
I,
over.
I can never get the full commercial
that's
done.
That's schedule.
You
know
we got to fix that, Steve.
No, you know why that
I
is?
Know.
It's because it's not the producer's
what?
Job
what?
To tell you everything. So you got to know when
about?
To stop.
You ran
and
over.
And that's what the producerist would do.
Well,
if
I
you
know
have
that.
A really good producer.
With
no,
the
but I'm the producer on the commercials. So what are you saying?
Well,
what the hell
just,
you mean by producerist?
It's
called
not
producer.
The script. No, it's a producer. Jonathan. I'm not into SAG
oh my
after.
God.
Okay, so
well,
don't give me this
I.
like union bullshit.
It's
well, neither
no.
am I.
It's producerist.
No, it's producer.
Okay, be professional about it.
Okay, I
am. You two, stop it.
The word is producer. Look it up, Catherine. It's not producerist. It's producer.
Hello.
Yeah, it's not in the Bible.
Okay, now we're just going to stop this right here. I don't care what the word is. Jonathan, we'll make your commercials longer so you can get it all out. But let's just move forward with good juju, everybody. Remember the good juju. Okay. So, what are we going to talk about now?
You know, I just want to read this part from Lamentations 4. It says, "How the gold has lost its luster. The fine gold become dull.
Oh,
the sacred gems are scattered at the head of every street."
Oh, I like gems.
You know how many people think their gold has lost its luster?
Oh, yeah.
And their gems have been scattered.
Well, this is it.
I think a lot of people feel that way, don't you, Catherine?
It's
gold does not have to lose its luster. And gems don't have to be scattered.
Well,
aren't we focused
it.
Here?
We are focused here. It's all about focus, juju, and good juju. Your
right.
Your gold isn't dull and your gems aren't scattered. So
that's right.
I don't know what else to do with that. I mean, somebody help me out here.
Well, I got to get ready for my segment, so.
You get ready, Jonathan. So, Catherine, I think what you and in Pastor Perry were saying is that
what?
No matter what has happened up till now, you can start fresh, like at the new year.
That's right.
And make it better because
you
know more now. When you know better,
exactly.
You do better.
Didn't
somebody want to say that?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge. With the morning message this evening. Evening edition of the morning message. So, right on, it's the new year 2018. And I just want to give you some cool tips for like when you go to Starbucks and you want to order your drink and you're standing in line. One thing you can do to make your life better is to know what drink you want in advance and learn the right way to call it so you don't waste my fucking time waiting behind you, rolling my eyes again because you called it wrong again. And it's like, how many times do you go to Starbucks and you still don't know your own drink? Hello? It's like, so the first tip is like, know what you want before you open your mouth. Actually, before you even go in the Starbucks, before you get in line at Starbucks, and before you even think about Starbucks, you need to know what you want and then go and get it and stop wasting time. Which reminds me, have you ever been to Trader Joe's and you see the people wandering around Trader Joe's and you know, like, they go there every week? And because you go to Trader Joe's every week, you know, don't you know by now where, like, all the shit is that you want to buy? I mean, it's like, hello. I see people like, what Catherine calls, what do you call it, Catherine?
The hemorrhoid walk.
The hemorrhoid walk.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
leaning on your cart, sticking your butt out.
Sticking their fat ass out.
Leaning on your cart.
Hemorrhoid walk.
Like Catherine says, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look like you're wandering around not knowing where the fuck anything
I
is.
Swear to
it's
God.
Like you look like you're lost, like you're perpetually yep. lost, and it's always yep. the liberals.
Oh,
it's
don't get me
always
started. Yeah, exactly.
The liberals. Oh, I'm just looking
oh,
for
I don't
something,
know
and you don't know where
you?
Anything is.
Yeah, I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. A stunning supermoon kicks off the new year, and it's bigger than normal because everyone is paying more in taxes now under the new Trump tax plan to pay for the size of the moon. Ryan Reynolds shares an epic throwback to kick off the new year because he doesn't know what he's supposed to say for the rest of the year, so he thought he'd just get it over with now. Jupiter is in Scorpio right now, and it could totally change how your new year begins, especially if you're in any sign of the zodiac going on right now. Becky G starts off 2018 feeling extremely sick, and I don't even know who she is, but happy with her family and boyfriend because she's lost so much weight that she never had in the first place. How San Antonians are celebrated on New Year's Eve in New Mexico with a whole bunch of people rising up from Atlantis that rose from the deep, caused the new supermoon, and gave everybody a tax refund before Finland and Norland could get that whole protest going in Egypt right now with Iran. That's it for your New Year's Eve headline news now on Jordan McNamara. I swear to God, you are so right on
what?
That, Jonathan, about
right?
the hemorrhoid walk. It's
oh,
like
yeah.
it ties in with the opposite of the theme of this show
oh,
today,
totally.
Which is all about the juju-ness.
Good
and
juju.
If you don't have juju,
yeah,
when
what?
You go to the grocery store
right.
and when you go to the Starbucks, when you go to the gas
do
station,
people have hemorrhoids?
God, it's the same thing in the gas station.
Oh, my God.
Do you people know which side of your car your gas tank
hello,
is on?
Right?
I mean, really.
Hello.
I'm driving around and around looking like some kind of lunatic.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I don't know where my gas
yeah.
tank is.
That's
oh,
what I'm saying.
You don't know where your head is.
That's what we're trying to say.
Ass and
right.
get in your body so
oh
you can
goodness.
Go through this world living with classy living is what I'm really talking about. How can you have a signature move when you don't know where your gas tank is?
Well, that's
oh
why
my
parented
God.
Ride the short
it's
bus,
such,
so I don't have to worry
such,
about that.
Such bad company if they came to my home and
or my church.
Really bad company.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg. Welcome to 2018. It's a new year already. Oh, my God. So we're going to have a really fabulous show today. Really amazing show today. We're going to have our guest on, Catherine Damian Amalou. She's going to do an angel coaching card reading. We'll reveal the secrets of it later on.
I will.
And it's just going to be so fabulous. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Hello, Steve. It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm going to be doing my angel coaching card reading
oh,
for
fabulous.
2018.
I love it.
At least one reading that will cover the rest of this evening.
Okay.
Kicking us off into tomorrow. So
fabulous.
I'm not going to do the whole year. I'm just going to do a reading for tonight that carries us through the night
okay.
into tomorrow and launch off the day tomorrow.
I love it. So
with
now
this angel coaching card reading. Does
okay.
that sound good?
Oh, it sounds fabulous. Now, just tell us a little bit, though, about it, because
okay.
I always like to know how these things work and what you do and what makes it happen and all that
oh,
sort of thing.
Oh, yes. Well, right now, I'm just gathering my cards. I am preparing for the reading. I'm going to shuffle these. And I'm just going to gather the cards, Steve. I'm feeling the energy move through my Christian sinless breast implants. I will channel white Jesus with that psychiatric spiritual
that's
energy.
That's right, okay.
As it goes through the vibrational tones
uh-huh.
in my nervous system,
oh.
through my corpuscles and my arteries,
good
out
Lord.
Of my fingers with jazz hands
oh.
into the cards. I transmit the energy
mm-hmm.
into the cards and then back out like a whiplash of energy.
It's very
and
gymnastic.
I do a signature move, kicking my legs into a hitch kick, double sow cow,
my
double
goodness.
Axle, backflip,
my
and
God.
A jiggle, and a shoulder, and a beat attitude. Oh my God.
This is great
and
TV.
And that's when I reveal the secrets of the reading.
After these
really
messages.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Do you have confusion when you open your Bible because you don't know what you're looking at? Well, we're going to tell you what you're looking at. You're looking at the Word of God. It's going to tell you how to live your life and have more juju and more Jesus and more God and more printed in your life. And that's why when you open your Bible, there's a special spiritual sacral way of doing that with the sacral sacraments and the spiritual spirits. and we're going to have a new workshop on that. So go to the website and sign up for this new Bible reading workshop. We start with step one is how to open the Bible. Step two is how to turn the pages. Step three, we're going to get into how to hold the Bible, especially for Jesus and church, so you have more favor and actually activate the miracles. That's a free bonus. So join up now with Bernian.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your late night headline news. Now, Christie Brinkley reacts to daughter Alexa Rae Joel's engagement to an elephant when she said she was originally going to go out with a horse because she only dates zodiac sign animals. And I don't even know what an elephant is doing in the zodiac. But anyway, you know, that's Holly weird. They do all these weird things anyway. I just give her a few weeks, maybe a little longer than Kim Kardashian. And that's it for your headline news now.
So anyway.
I think I'm just going to do...
Yes.
An extension of this reading for my
segment
D, because we ran over and then we went through those breaks.
That's
so
right.
I'm just going to continue to shuffle these angel coaching cards and get ready to lay them out.
Very
and
good.
Then during my segment,
my structured segment, I will
reveal the secrets of the cards with my signature move when I do. Well, you'll see.
We already got
there.
That.
Okay,
That's
I'm going to get ready. I'll be right back.
Okay, so this is very fabulous. You know, she's done these readings before. Every time she does it on the fly, and we're not making this up, okay? Every time she does it, she's accurate, and it's exactly what ends up happening.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Amalu. I'm about to do an angel coaching card reading here live on the air. I've done this millions of times before. I am a structured speaker. I used to play Cremer Ravel in Vegas right before my Vegas act failed. That's not relevant to anything right now, but the reason why I say it is because I'm important. I've done things. I say things. People say things about me, and right now I'm going to lay out these cards. Let's just get on the beat. And one. And two. And give me this other card right here, and... Oh my God, I am just, oh, I do this so well. I wish you could see how I do this. It's pretty fabulous. And the final card, here it comes. Wow, oh my God. All right, so look at this, what I've got here. Now just let me, okay, well, there you go. All right, are you ready for this spread? And I'm talking about the cards. The first card is the Queen of Swords. This is all about women taking advantage of that sword like Wonder Woman did when that movie that she did with that sword. Do you remember that? That was so fabulous. I gotta get me a sword. I need a new prop. Yeah. So Queen of Swords, it means women are in charge now, so get over it, man. I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. Then we've got the sun. The light of the sun beaming bright like a spotlight. Hitting me on the stage, and there I go into the spotlight. That's the sun. Okay, the third card, children. Your life purpose involves helping, teaching, and healing the children of Jesus. White Jesus. We're talking about white Jesus. And then the 1, 2, 3, 4. See how I do that on the beat? It's all that extra experience I have as a stripping dancer. Spiritual understanding. Archangel Raziel, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you to understand higher spiritual energy, vibration, and truths. And the final card, are you ready for this? This is really juicy. Okay, just get ready.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on to your hats, gloves, and shoes.
Here we go. Everybody.
You're being helped. Okay.
That's
heaven
it.
Is working behind the scenes.
That's
it's
it.
To help with Jesus. All of us. And that's the reading. I
oh
mean, that's what's going on
oh
between now and tomorrow morning.
Jesus.
It's just, we are being helped. There is spiritual understanding.
It's a miracle.
Whatever,
all about
man.
The children in the spotlight of the sun. And thank
I
God
this.
Women are in charge. That's a pretty... damn good reading,
that is
if
amazing.
I do say so myself,
not Christian
language, as a Christian
though.
Woman
well, but
who doesn't put up with anyone else's shit. I'm just so sick of the bitches.
It's not Christian
it's
language,
like,
though.
This is what it's all about, ladies. Doing these Christian angel coaching card readings for high spiritual vibrational tones of other musculature and tissues.
With a vibrator.
With vibrating tonal technology. I'm going to have to vibrate these cards sometime.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be really fabulous.
Is that legal?
Who cares?
Is that legal?
If it's not legal, it should be, you know. I mean, if it works.
Some people have trouble reading the Bible. And some people have a real easy time. The easier time you have reading the Bible, the more you be blessed by Jesus and God with Pernod. Come to Pernod's new workshop at Blessed Souls Ministries for advanced Bible teachings and readings and spiritual sayings. And it gives you a chance to have more favor than the dumb clucks who can't read. So...
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Kris Jenner debuts a new blunt pixie cut to start off the new year back at work. And telly actors share the new year goals. Urban Asian celebrations. And I don't know what that means because it's a sponsored headline. And three tips to help your kids get organized and ready for the school in the new year before Easter comes. Because we all know that's another fake holiday. Reported by me with the fake news. Kendall Jenner wore a dangerously short crop top under a blazer for some name that I don't even know who's doing it. But that's it. And now I'm going to tell you the Speaking in Tongues headlines now for tonight's news. And that's it for your scrambled Speaking in Tongues headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
I think part of classy living is not having crappy hair. Ladies, you need to know how to wash your hair. If you don't wash your hair, you don't have class. You've got crass. You've got those oily, stringy strands flipping all over your spaghetti straps of your dress if you go to cocktail parties. Do you even go to cocktail parties? No, of course you don't. You fill up with 5 or 10 plates of the China buffet. No wonder you're... Well, anyway, I won't say it. It's not classy.
All I know is we've had another very successful Big Juju Media Radio Show with that angel coaching card reading, taking us through the night and into the morning and starting off another day
with
Big Juju knowing we're being helped. Isn't that just so fabulous, everybody?
The part that I liked was that you mentioned the sun, because it's like up in Santa Monica on the beach, or like Venice Beach. It's like, I like to, you know, surf and turf on the beach with the babes and the bros.
Oh,
and it's
fabulous.
Just like we sit in the sun all day.
Yeah,
it's
the
like
sun
of
totally
cool because, you know, I'm getting so much passive income now from Night Dream, that new product I'm launching. It's really super cool. It keeps you toned. It keeps you buff.
I want some, Jonathan.
Puts you in a really good mood. It's all about the dopamine rush, but using all natural products.
I love those dopamines.
I think when Kurt do his workshops on how to read from the Bible, that's the advanced one for people who can read. Because then we got the beginning workshop for people who can learn how to pick up the Bible and then open it and then place it.
Right.
And that's the beginning steps I take with the Christians. Because so many Christians, you know, they're biblically illiterate.
Oh, they can't read.
Live the Christian life. That's why they are an angry Christian, which is an oxymoron.
Oh, don't get me started.
So I first teach them how to first cleanse the Bible and keep it free of filth and germs.
So important.
How to hold the Bible. How to open the Bible. Hold the Bible.
That's right.
How to open the Bible.
You
and
said
that's
that.
About all the illiterate Christians can do.
Then
they got to learn how to read. Pernod don't teach them that. They got to go learn that somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
And then when they come back to Pernod, much blessed, knowing how to read, and then we get into reading the Bible. And, of course, the real advanced, super, super PhD level is cross-citation bibliotechnics.
Oh, my God,
biblical geography is what we get into. Where Jesus thinks you should live instead of where you think you should live.
Oh,
that's really advanced. That's a whole other
very
level
interesting.
Workshop Pernod got working
Well,
on.
We
got
to do that for our offshore retreats with Special Soul Sunday.
Charge a lot of money.
We should purport that again on when we purport it.
Report it.
As being a purveyor of this peportations. The peportations.
What?
I don't know what I'm saying. It's so late now. I think I've been sniffing those dopamines, Jonathan.
Yeah.
But we should do that on Special Sauce Sunday and yes. take that off offshore. We can charge more money.
I would charge a really big ticket for that. You know, I've been thinking we ought to have a Juju Con or something like that.
Yeah.
Get
everybody
involved in
big
Juju Media and see what Juju they can bring to
it. I could do a speech. Holiness, prayers,
and everything. Anyway, it's just something I'm working on. Juju Con or something like that.
I want to do a dance, Steve. A signature move dance.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's like the babes and the bros.
Oh, my God.
In my
church
followers,
I could totally
do a speech. As long as we don't have the hemorrhoid walker.
No way.
Forever to order in Starbucks.
Okay, now wait.
No hemorrhoid walkers from Trader Joe's.
No bad
Starbucks orderers.
Sinners.
Okay, otherwise, I'm totally into the Juju Con.
Totally.
Oh my God,
I'm
fabulous.
Steve.